Let's read together Ezekiel chapters 41 and 42. Now, in these two chapters, we have further details of the temple and its courts that Ezekiel saw in a vision that God gave him. We believe that this entire temple complex will be built in the future when the Lord returns to this earth for his 1,000-year kingdom reign. Let's begin by reading some of the verses of chapter 41, where we have a description of the details of the temple itself. Ezekiel chapter 41, beginning at verse 1. Then he brought me into the sanctuary and measured the doorposts, 6 cubits wide on one side and 6 cubits wide on the other side, the width of the tabernacle. The width of the entryway was 10 cubits, and the side walls of the entrance were 5 cubits on this side and 5 cubits on the other side. And he measured its length 40 cubits and its width 20 cubits. Also he went inside and measured the doorposts 2 cubits. And the entrance 6 cubits high, and the width of the entrance 7 cubits. He measured the length 20 cubits, and the width 20 cubits, beyond the sanctuary, and he said to me, "This is the most holy place." Next he measured the wall of the temple 6 cubits. The width of each side chamber all around the temple was 4 cubits on every side. The chambers were in 3 stories, one above the other, 30 chambers in each story. As one went up from story to story, the side chambers became wider all around because their supporting ledges in the wall of the temple ascended like steps. Therefore, the width of the structure increased as one went up from the lowest story to the highest by way of the middle one. Verse 13. So he measured the temple 100 cubits long, and the separating courtyard with the building and its walls was 100 cubits long. Also, the width of the eastern face of the temple, including the separating courtyard, was 100 cubits. He measured the length of the building behind it, facing the separating courtyard, with its galleries on the one side and on the other side, 100 cubits, as well as the inner temple and the porches of the court, their doorposts and the beveled window frames. Verse 18. And it was made with cherubim and palm trees, a palm tree between cherub and cherub. Each cherub had 2 faces. So that the face of a man was toward a palm tree on one side, and the face of a young lion toward a palm tree on the other side. Thus it was made throughout the temple all around, from the floor to the space above the door, and on the wall of the sanctuary, cherubim and palm trees were carved. Verse 22. The altar was of wood, 3 cubits high, and its length 2 cubits. Its corners, its length, and its sides were of wood. And he said to me, "This is the table that is before the Lord." The temple and the sanctuary had 2 doors. The doors had 2 panels apiece, 2 folding panels, 2 panels for 1 door and 2 panels for the other door. Cherubim and palm trees were carved on the doors of the temple, just as they were carved on the walls. A wooden canopy was on the front of the vestibule outside. There were beveled window frames and palm trees on one side and on the other, on the sides of the vestibule, also on the side chambers of the temple and on the canopies. Let's begin our study of these two chapters, Ezekiel chapters 41 and 42, with some background notes. In Ezekiel chapter 40, we had the beginning of a vision that God gave the prophet Ezekiel of a temple to be built in Jerusalem. We see from verse 2 of Ezekiel chapter 40 that it was from a mountain north of the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem that Ezekiel is shown the temple complex. Look at verse 2 once again of chapter 40. In the visions of God, he took me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain. On it toward the south was something like the structure of a city. A man with the appearance of bronze, probably the angel of the Lord, had a measuring rod in his hand, and in the vision, he leads Ezekiel on a tour of the temple complex, showing him all the details, including exact measurements. In chapter 40, the details of the courts and gates of the temple complex are given, and then at the end of the chapter, a description of the temple itself begins. So in chapter 41, the detailed description of this future temple continues. And then in chapter 42, we have further details about the temple courts and the other buildings that are part of the temple complex. Now, we saw in our last talk on chapter 40 that this temple of Ezekiel's vision does not correspond to any temple that has already been built in history. It certainly does not describe the much smaller temple that was built during Zerubbabel's time when the Jews returned from their captivity in Babylon. And it certainly does not correspond to the temple that Herod the Great built at the time of our Lord. That temple was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. We concluded that the temple of Ezekiel's vision is a literal temple yet to be built in the future when the Lord returns. And that brings us now to our doctrinal teaching points for Ezekiel chapters 41 and 42. So doctrinal point number one, the details of Ezekiel's temple emphasize that it is not a symbolic description of the present Christian church. The details of Ezekiel's temple emphasize that it is not a symbolic description of the present Christian church. Let's read some more of the details concerning this temple complex in chapter 42. Then he brought me out into the outer court by the way toward the north, and he brought me into the chamber which was opposite the separating courtyard and which was opposite the building toward the north, facing the length, which was 100 cubits, the width was 50 cubits, was the north door. Opposite the inner court of 20 cubits and opposite the pavement of the outer court was gallery against gallery in three stories. Verse 7. And a wall which was outside ran parallel to the chambers. At the front of the chambers toward the outer court, its length was 50 cubits. Verse 10. Also there were chambers in the thickness of the wall of the court toward the east, opposite the separating courtyard and opposite the building. There was a walk in front of them also, and their appearance was like the chambers which were toward the north. They were as long and as wide as the others, and all their exits and entrances were according to plan. Verse 13. Then he said to me, the north chambers and the south chambers, which are opposite the separating courtyard, are the holy chambers where the priests who approach the Lord shall eat the most holy offerings. There they shall lay the most holy offerings, the grain offering, the sin offering, and the trespass offering, for the place is holy. When the priests enter them, they shall not go out of the holy chamber into the outer court, but there they shall leave their garments in which they minister, for they are holy. They shall put on other garments. Then they may approach that which is for the people. Now when he had finished measuring the inner temple, he brought me out through the gateway that faces toward the east and measured it all around. Verse 20. He measured it on the four sides. It had a wall all around, 500 cubits long and 500 wide, to separate the holy areas from the common. We mentioned in our last talk on Ezekiel chapter 40 that many well-meaning Christians spiritualize the description of the temple in Ezekiel's vision and make it represent the present-day Christian church. Now, at first, this seems like a logical approach, because we know from the New Testament that the church is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The basic problem with this view, however, is that it assumes that God has no plans for a restored Israel in the future. The church is the new Israel in this view. And in this view, there is no future earthly kingdom of Christ known as the millennium. That's why folks who hold this view are called amillennialists in their eschatology. That is, no millennium in the future. Therefore, in this view, there can't be a future literal temple in Jerusalem, in the literal land of Israel. Now, we believe this view is wrong, because in the New Testament, Romans chapter 11 does predict a restored literal Israel in the future. And Revelation chapter 20 does predict a literal earthly kingdom of Christ when he returns. This literal kingdom of peace will last for a literal 1,000 years or a millennium. So we believe that the temple of Ezekiel's vision is not the present church, but is a literal temple to be built in Israel in the future. All the details of this temple that are given in these chapters emphasize that this is a literal temple and not a symbolic description of the church. There are so many details given in these chapters, including dimensions, that not only accurate diagrams can be drawn, but the temple itself can be built from this description, just like the tabernacle was built from the detailed description that God gave in the book of Exodus. The details of Ezekiel's temple emphasize that it is not a symbolic description of the present Christian church. Doctrinal point number two. The details of Ezekiel's temple emphasize that it is a literal description of the future millennial temple. The details of Ezekiel's temple emphasize that it is a literal description of the future millennial temple. Again, we ask the question as to why the Lord would give all of these details, including exact dimensions of a temple complex, if he didn't intend it to be built. This is a blueprint, including three-dimensional information. Numbers and sizes of stories and rooms and chambers are all given. Style of windows and details of the elaborate carvings on the doors and walls are all given. This is a literal temple that is meant to be built in the future. In verses 15 through 20 of chapter 42, we see that the entire temple complex is square and about a mile to a side. This means that the present Temple Mount and surrounding area in Jerusalem has to be topographically modified. And we will see that this will be the case as we read on in the prophecy of Ezekiel. Zechariah chapter 14 says that there will be topographical changes in Jerusalem when the Lord returns. And remember, back in Ezekiel chapter 38, we read of a great earthquake in the land of Israel in the end times. So most likely, the future temple of Ezekiel's vision is not the temple of the future tribulation period that the Lord spoke of in his Olivet Discourse, which will be desecrated, but is a new temple that will be built at the beginning of the millennium under the direction of the Lord himself, according to Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. And it will follow the blueprint given here in the prophecy of Ezekiel. Notice, by the way, that there is no ark seen in Ezekiel's temple, nor is any veil described to block the way into the inner sanctuary. These items will not be needed in the millennial temple. The details of Ezekiel's temple emphasize that it is a literal description of the future millennial temple. Now, what about practical application from these chapters, Ezekiel chapters 41 and 42? Remember, diagrams and models are helpful. Now, if you were confused somewhat when you read the detailed description of the temple in these chapters, I can guarantee you that diagrams and models would be helpful. In reference to the tabernacle and the temples described in the Bible, believe me, a picture is worth a thousand words. When I was teaching Old Testament survey, I would give my students extra credit if they would draw diagrams or build models of items described in the Bible. I still have a number of these diagrams and models and use them for teaching. Remember, diagrams and models are helpful.